Carlos Correa comes off the DL as the Astros try to complete the sweep of the Mets, but early on, it's New York on the attack against Mike Fiers.
2-2 pitch. That's lined to center field. A base hit for Aoki. In to scores Plawecki around third, and slamming on the brakes is Lagares. Digging for second, Aoki. He slides, and he's out. He's thrown out. The throw in had been cut off by the first baseman, White. And he threw to second, and out there is Aoki with Lagares holding at third. So Plawecki scores to make it 4-1, but Aoki in little overzealousness is thrown out at second.
3-2. Ground ball, base hit, left field. On to third, Bregman, he'll get the go-ahead. Throw coming home from Nimmo. One hop throw to the plate, not in time. Bregman slides across safely. Carlos Correa has his first hit since July 17th. It's a run batted in to make it a 4-2 Mets lead. 1-0. Maben, it's a high drive. Left center and deep. Nimmo back near the fence, looks up, it's gone. A home run for Cameron Maben. It was over the yellow line in left center field. It's a little bit ambiguous out there because the line is just painted at a certain point about halfway up that wall toward the train tracks in left center. That one clearly went into the open space above that yellow line. And for Maben, his first home run as an Astro, it's a three-run shot, and Houston takes a 6-4 lead. The 0-2. Hits this one high in the air, deep to left, way back, way up onto the train tracks in left field. A home run for Springer, a no-doubter. It's the second home run in as many innings for Houston. It's a 7-4 Astros lead.
So here's Darnell and the crowd obeying the message board, which says get loud. So they've gotten loud. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball to deep center. Going back, Maben, way back onto the track, makes the catch. And that retires the side. Nicely done by Cameron Maben, who caught it just to the right of the 409 mark and straightaway center. And that retires the side. No.
The Mets' tough season continues. They are now 20 games under 500 at 58-78 for the year. Here's their skipper, Terry Collins.
Well, today I thought, one of the things that Dan really stressed before the game was to get ahead of the counts. And he got some strike ones, but when he looked up and it was 3-1 after that. So you can't let these guys, you can't. I mean, they're too good a hitting lineup to get hitters counts. You got to be able to make a quality pitch with something other than a fastball. You know, he hung the slider to, he had Springer 0-2 and hung on slider. I mean, that's stuff you can't do. Yeah, he's starting to swing much, much better. So it's really, really pleased to see it. He's getting the bat out. He's doing some damage. It's good to see. He's a good hitter. He's always been a good hitter. He's actually, he's had a nice year so far. So we're lucky that we've got him in our lineup because he gives us another legitimate bat.
On Monday, the Mets will be back home playing host to the Phillies. Rafael Montero will make the start at Citi Field.